Apartments.com knows that we've been doing everything from home lately. Working from home, exercising from home, schooling from home, breakfast, lunch, and dinnering from home, wishing we were anywhere else on the planeting from home. But with all that extra time we've had inside our homes, we've gained a newfound appreciation for making sure our place is the right place for us. That's where Apartments.com comes in. You guys know I'm planning to move to New York City this coming fall, and I've been on this website far too much. It's so exciting. It's so fun. Apartments.com has the most rental listings across apartments, houses, townhomes, and condos, as well as powerful search tools, so it's easy to find that special somewhere that offers exactly what you need. And thanks to its 3D virtual tours, you can now explore your potential new place from anywhere. That includes such exotic locales as your boudoir, your walk-in pantry, your alfresco dining area, even your guest powder room. If you're feeling adventurous, just about anywhere with an internet connection. So let your fingers enjoy a stroll along the nearest keyboard and visit apartments.com to start your rental search today. Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place.
This episode of Gals on the Go is brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go 2.0. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. New branding. That's what
new branding. Gals on the Go takes the city, baby. I'm so pumped.
Me too. So if you guys don't know, our cover art has a new look and feel, as does all of our social media. We kind of hyped it up a little bit, and people were like, "What's this big announcement?" But it is a big deal for us. We've had the same cover art for 2 years.
We had to let go of our baby. Like, I mean, it was about time. I had star earrings. You had pearl earrings on. It was very out of our style now. So it was really exciting. We loved that cover so much, but it was definitely time for a rebrand, especially since I'm moving to New York this fall, mm-hmm. and Brooke and I are going to be back at it together with so many new fun stories. And it's just a fun little rebrand. We're so excited.
So excited. And I feel like it's going to match this chapter of our new lives so well. So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, you got to go check out our Instagram at Gals on the Go podcast to take a look, see what our creative director, Emma, genius.
She's a genius. We told her we wanted a taxi. We wanted a skyline. We wanted a certain vibe. And she delivered, truly. We barely did any edits. We were so excited about it. And we're just really excited. So, I mean, a lot of you guys have been asking us, you know, okay, cool, rebrand. What does that mean? Well, obviously, we just wanted a new look, like Brooke said, for our new chapter. And there's also going to be merch in the works that you guys are going to love. We're just trying to make sure it's perfect. So be on the lookout for that. And I'll just, there's just going to be so much popping up within the next year for Gals on the Go.
I was going to say other projects and stuff. I think people wanted like this big, huge, like we're doing like a TV show or like, I mean, maybe one day, you know, knock on wood.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I mean, to us, this is a big deal in terms of all of this. I feel like it's just a step in the new direction of like where we're moving. And Danielle and
definitely.
I have been kind of brainstorming so many episode ideas and like ways we want to take the show, and I feel we really like this new vision, not new but updated vision.
Definitely, I would agree with that. And like Brooke said, we are trying to come up with these fun new episode titles and ideas, and I think you guys are really liking them so far, like very real girl talk, all that. So we're gonna keep going on that train because you guys seem to really enjoy. So in honor of our rebrand and new cover, we want to do a giveaway to thank you guys for your continued support and just kind of to get a head start on this new chapter, and just thank you guys once again. So Brooke, do you want to tell them what we're giving away?
Yes. So you guys have to check out our Instagram at Gals on the Go podcast, because we are going to be giving away 10. We wanted it to be a lot of winners so that it's not just like
10.
Starbucks gift cards, $25. So we really want to spread the love. I always love when people do those, like, you know, Starbucks on me sort of things, but I feel like this is that. Sometimes you need some wiggle room there. You could get a snack. You can, like, you need some money.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I think it's very on brand, if you will, because I feel like a lot of people post on their stories, listening to Gals on the Go, holding their Starbucks in the car. So it's a way to say thank you guys.
It is.
So we're really pumped. It's really easy to enter too.
Yeah, you just are going to go to our Instagram. All the details will be in the caption of a post that, like, clearly says giveaway, but you follow at Gals on the Go Podcast, at Danielle Carolyn, at Brooke Michio. Make sure you follow all three. I hate to be like, we're going to check, but like, follow all three. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Come on.
And I think it's going to be open for 2 weeks from this episode, right, Danielle?
That's what I said. Yep. So in 2 weeks, it'll be announced on the Instagram. So that's why you need to follow, because that's where the winners will be announced. And then we'll get in contact with you and send you your $25 Starbucks gift cards. And we're always doing giveaways. So just be on the lookout there. And the Gals on the Go Instagram is really fun because every week, as you guys know, one of our segments is question of the week. Mm-hmm. And it's been really fun posting stories and having you guys answer in the question box what your answer is. And I've learned a lot about you guys. I'm sure Brooke would agree.
Same. Very interactive space. And we're having a lot of fun with that. Playing around, because we only really have like our personal Instagrams and then like the podcast Instagram. At least me, I think you're the same.
Yeah, so same.
It's fun to play around with that.
It is, and the rebrand and like the new graphics we're working on. Also, a lot of people don't realize this. We have GIFs. So if you go on Instagram, search GIFs or and Snapchat, I think if you search GOTG. So many fun GIFs to use.
Yes. Unfortunately, GOTG is also Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know if you knew
that. Yes, I did. And it's so, it's like the first three are those, and then it's all of ours.
Yeah. So use them. They're like cute little icons of our face, NYC, stuff like that. I know. Are GIFs done? Like, I feel like I still love a good GIF. Okay.
I'm a big fan. Like, whenever I do swipe ups, I find like a cute little arrow or something. Mm-hmm. They're fun.
You know what GIFs I are fun. Love? I love the in, I sent you one before, like an in text GIF. Like a meme almost, but you go into iMessage and you hit like the search button and you like it's so funny.
It's funny, like when in doubt and you don't want to just be like okay or lol, a good gif is funny. It Ryan does. Uses them a lot. Yeah, Brooke sent one to me, was it this morning or last
it was
night?
This morning. It was this morning.
I was kind of like off guard there for a second because you don't really do that a lot.
I don't. I'm trying to get more into it because I think that it's a fun way, especially if it's, I mean, the people who I regularly text, I don't feel the need to like have to spice up the convo. Like, you know, I'll just call you if I have something like crazy to tell you. But
yeah,
if you're texting someone new, it's kind of fun to like spice it up.
Yeah. Or sometimes like in group chats, if things get tense, I'll send that gif of someone like walking backwards into a bush to kind of leave.
Yes, this is a good one.
It's just like, it's comedic relief sometimes.
It is. And you search anything and I feel like so many options come up. Like you'll search something so random, like crying, and it will be like laughing, crying. Like there's...
Oh, my favorite thing is, I was actually going to ask you this morning, when someone sends a GIF, to ask them, so what did you search to get that? You know, like there was something they searched. Like you sent something like
screaming internally.
Not surprised at all.
Screaming.
Or something.
Oh no! Or
that's pretending what you searched.
To be shocked. I sent you pretending to be shocked. Like,
and that's what you searched.
Yeah. Well, I knew that. I knew that. Like,
oh,
meme
you
or whatever.
Knew that one.
Yes, yeah, I've seen it on deck. Twitter and stuff. Because there's some that are just like, you guys have probably seen it. It's actually from Big Brother, which I love, but it's Devon, okay. And she's like pretends to be shocked because someone was like telling her something. But it's so applicable. Like Danielle was telling me something, and I was like, all right, tell me something I don't know. Pretends to be shocked. Yeah. Stupid.
Tell me. Yeah. I don't know.
It's always funny when you know where the GIFs are from too. Like the one from America's Next Top Model. That's like, what is it? Oh my gosh.
Oh, I don't.
That's
know.
Viral.
I never watched that show.
Oh,
but I'm sure I've
you
seen
would love
GIF.
It.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I never watched.
Oh,
that
it's
should.
Tyra Banks. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for
you. Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes. Of course. That's a good one. Yeah. There's definitely a couple go tos like. My top search GIF is probably Excited. I use that one a lot. I'm excited. So there's a few that I use. There's like a SpongeBob one. And
I love it. If someone sends me a SpongeBob like GIF meme, whatever, like we're good. Like call me like
we're married.
I'm childish, but like I love it. So
no, SpongeBob is iconic and always will be.
It hits
childhood. It hits diff. speaking of hitting diff, this is my way of trying to transition. It's been a fun summer so far, I'd say.
Has it been hitting diff
fun
for you?
In the sun? I don't know. I was just trying to think of a way to transition.
No, let's hear it. You've been living your Florida influencer dream.
Someone DM'd me and said, you really took that seriously. Like, or maybe it was you. Someone said like, oh, I see you're trying to do that Florida thing again. And when we were talking about it a couple episodes ago, I truly did just have some fun Florida content. And this is my last like summer at home. Thankfully, we do have the freedom to basically travel whenever we want. But also, I really think this is my last summer when I'm here for, you know, 2.5 months, whatever. So I'm really trying to just live it up. And just being in the sun is so healing. I think I'm going to the lake later. Why not?
The lake? I didn't even know there were lakes by you.
I know there are some lakes in Florida, but my friend, he, like, all of us have, like, I don't know. I'm like the only one that lives like near the ocean.
Yeah.
My other friends kind of live inland, but then he lives on like a man-made lake. It's, there's no gators or anything. People always ask me if I see gators. I don't think I've ever seen a gator in the wild. And if I have,
really?
It wasn't in Florida. Yeah. Yeah. Because I live by the ocean. There's no gators in the ocean if they are.
True. Like, I know what you mean. They're more in like that like wetland like type of, yeah.
Yeah. So I just always think that's so funny because that's just not my experience. Yeah. But yeah, I think we're just going to like go to the lake later because like, why not? Like, I'm just trying to live my true Outer Banks like mindset. Like, I'm just trying to be a kid. And it's just so healing. And I know Brooke was just in Florida too.
I was. I did my big.
Brooke lived.
I laughed. I cried. I took many shots. Oh, you know what I tried for the first time, which everyone always talks about. 1942.
Is that a tequila?
Yeah, it's like that big bottle. You've seen it, you know?
Oh, yeah. The bougie one. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say it. Kind of overrated. It was very expensive. Like, so I was like, okay, this better taste like liquid gold. Mariah and I split the bottle. And she takes a sip of it. And I was like, all right, how is it? Like, is it that? Is it like worth the hype? She's like, yeah, it's still tequila. Like, I was expecting it to like not taste like alcohol or something.
Like, smooth.
Know? Yeah. No, it was, I'll take a tequila shot only when I'm like really trying to go. Like, it's aggressive. It's aggressive.
I never do.
Yeah, I know. You're not a big tequila gal.
The smell. Oh, the smell smells like downtown Athens on like a Sunday morning.
It does. You're so, that is so, no, the funniest thing was, so then I drank that on my trip unknowingly. And then I just went home for my dad's birthday just for like one night at dinner. And we were like sitting on our like family bar and he whips out a bottle of 42. And he's like, I just got this fancy bottle. Like, you guys are going to love it. And I was like, oh, I didn't have the heart to tell them, like, you guys, like, this is like.
Oh, he's so proud.
I know. Like, they made it like this big deal. I was like, what are the odds? I literally just tried this. Like, I'm not. It's hard for me to justify expensive alcohol, like really expensive like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all alcohol to me at the end of the day. Even like recently, I'm kind of realizing, and this is a lot for me to say, like Veuve champagne, like, I mean, it's not that. I mean,
I'm going to say it, like the cheaper stuff is better, like in my opinion, especially if you're mixing it in a mimosa, it doesn't matter.
No, yeah, it's more of like, for me, I think like Veuve, it's like a celebratory thing.
It is.
Wow, that was so sweet of you. That's so cool. But the actual taste, I'm kind of like, I just realized this in the last week. I was like, okay, Danielle, you've been blinded by love, blinded by the orange label.
I've heard the Dom Perignon.
Perignon.
But like the vintage bottles of those, like I guess the ones from like the 90s or even like more vintage than that are pretty good. But those are really expensive then. Like, I don't want to spend. So that I could justify the 150 plus range for like a bottle of liquor that like you take one shot every time you drink. You know what I mean? Like, it sits because you keep it for a while. But champagne, you pretty much have to finish it when you open the bottle because it goes flat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing with champagne. I feel like it's more of like, if it's a nice bottle, like, I just look at it. I just like to it's
closed.
So pretty. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Something about the summertime when it is warm, waking up and going and enjoying a nice cup of iced coffee, going for a little walk. Oh my gosh, it is amazing. Some of the greatest pleasures in life are also the simplest. That's why Everlane makes premium quality essentials that complement every wardrobe at a more transparent, affordable price. So I'm obsessed with Everlane. You guys have seen me wear their trackwear on Instagram, but also their denim in the winter. I absolutely love their sweaters. And then as we're, of course, warming up, love their tees. Just amazing go-to quality basics that just fit right. Everlane has made quality clothing with ethical factories and radically transparent pricing since 2010. And they have everything you need to upgrade your spring uniform. So whether you're hitting the town with your friends or having a movie night in, if you're looking for the perfect pants, they also have this incredible denim that stays comfortable. Let me tell you, we hate a crunchy jean and their denim is it. They have skinny, relaxed, really anything. You could also choose your stretch level. I love getting picky with my jeans and Everlane lets me do that. They're also all made from organic cotton at the world's cleanest denim Adam factory with zero landfill waste, which is huge. Everlane has all of the everyday essentials you need. So if you're looking for denim, like I said, or loungewear, or maybe something that's like a uniform clothing item, those actually come with a 365-day guarantee. They also accept returns within 30 days of the ship date. So you can really get picky with your clothes here. So go to everlane.com/galsinthego and sign up for 10% off your first order plus free shipping and get easy returns within 30 days of your ship date. That's 10% off your first order when you go to everlane.com/galsinthego and sign up.
Also, speaking of alcohol, can we just talk about your family's new bar outdoor area too? Can you like explain this? This sounds amazing.
You have to come over. I don't know what I literally like. I swear I went home one day and my parents were like, we're like renovating the entire house. They decided this is awesome. Why? Because they decided like they're staying. They made this big order.
Really?
Yes. I don't think I ever even talked to you about this. I never really told anyone.
Well, I knew they were going to move.
Yes, because my mom's job, she doesn't work for QVC, but she works with QVC a lot. A lot of her vendors, a lot of like the people are just based out of there. So she was driving back and forth always. And every time she had to go on air, she was going once a week. So we had a small apartment there. They canceled the lease on that due to COVID because she was indefinitely work from home. And then she just got really like used to being at home. Mm-hmm. They loved it. My parents kind of a few years back, I'm going back and forth, but they were like, they don't really have ties. They have ties in terms of family to our hometown and stuff like that. But my dad he's retired. So he could go wherever my mom needs to go for work. Right. And she's kind of like the breadwinner at this point, you know, like which we love, girl boss energy. I hate that word. But, you know. so she was going to move. They were going to like basically permanently move to Pennsylvania after my brother and I graduated, which my brother's now in college. I don't know. The timeline was kind of up in the air, but it was like, all right, this is like our final few years on Long Island.
Yeah.
And then COVID changed. I mean, I think COVID changed everything for a lot of people.
Definitely.
And basically my mom's QVC, they made an order where it's indefinitely like you could keep Skype. She Skypes into work from our kitchen and like goes on live TV. And they said you could do that forever. So she never has to go back to the studio. Yeah. Unless she wants to, I guess.
That is insane. So that's great. So they made the decision to stay.
And with that, the renos, I guess, like they were like not holding off, but like, you know, I feel like every homeowner has like dream things on their list, you know, like I would love to do our kitchen or I don't know. I'm not a homeowner, but I've heard from like my parents. I'm sure your parents are the same way. Like just things that are on the list. But it's like for a rainy day for like, you know, if I win the lottery, like stuff like that, you know,
definitely.
I stumble upon some money, whatever. But they were like, we're staying now. So we don't have to move. We don't have to do all these things. So we changed one room, the side room, like a sunroom in our house, literally into a bar. We're not also not a big drinking family, but my dad just got inspired. He's like, I'm going to make this a bar.
So great.
Very crafty guy. I thought that it would stop there. And then he was like, oh no, now I'm going to do like I don't know what we want to call it. Cause it's kind of like an outdoor kitchen in a way, like barbecue. It's not really another bar, but it's like a outdoor
area, like a wet bar, like a
a wet bar. That's exactly what it is. You're so right. I hate calling it that because I'm like, it's not another bar, but it's like it is kind of.
It's just an outdoor like preparation area.
Nice grill. And they've always wanted to do that. They were always like, you know, for a rainy day, like when we do the yard, whatever. And we have a nice pool. And we spend a lot of time outside, so they always thought that. And they love entertaining. I mean, it's fun to have people over in the summer. I know your family is the same way. Mm-hmm. You guys love having people over and like, so it's nice to have a whole separate area. My dad really did it all. He definitely hired some people out for little elements of it, I guess.
Stuff,
like, you know, electricity, plumbing, like that sort of stuff. But he really is like, I need to marry someone like this because like I don't know how to do anything because he just knows how to do it all.
He's handy. It's very helpful. Now that's
you have to come so whenever fun. You're here, we'll do weekends and stuff.
I love where you live. So I am so down.
So yeah, other than that, I've just been drinking. I went on that trip. I saw my college friends. And did I just say I've been drinking? Is that what I just said?
Yeah, I've been drinking.
I've been drinking. That's summer though. I upped my like cadence, I feel like, of drinking because there's more to do now. So it's good in terms of socializing and stuff, getting back out there. So I'm happy with it.
Oh yeah, no, it's a blast. My body is personally just victimized by myself.
Same, yeah. But, a trash can.
We're young, a trash can, if you will. But I don't know. I'm always so hard on myself about stuff like that. It's like, why? Like, let's just have fun. Why not?
You're
like,
not gonna look back on the nights that you like. You know,
had fun. Yeah.
You're not gonna look back on the nights that you didn't go out because you were like, I need to like, you know, not drink tonight or whatever. I mean, of course it's good to take breaks, but you know, like the night, if all of your friends are out having fun, like go.
You want to go, don't go. Cause like, don't not go. Cause you're like, oh, I shouldn't.
Yes.
If you want to go, but if you're not feeling it, like the other night, my friends were all going to dinner and I could not get up. I was just,
that's like, very off brand for you. I feel like you're big. Like, you're like, I gotta go.
I think it's like being out in the sand and the salt, like it really tires you out. And I was just so content. We just put a TV in my room at home. I've never had a TV in my room at home. My dad like put it up for my college apartment and I was just so content watching The Bold Type. So that was where I was at with that.
I need to watch the new season.
Yeah, it's good, but it's frustrating.
How many episodes are out? Is it only one?
At least like maybe two or three. Okay. There was more than one for me to watch. Excuse me. Whoa.
I can't deal with the week by week shows. I have no patience for it. It's hard.
I'm getting frustrated though with Bold Type and Younger, two of like shows that we both watch. It's just I'm getting annoyed with the characters. I just can't.
I don't even get me started on Younger. I went on a whole rant on Twitter. I'm mad.
Oh, really? I didn't see it. That is so funny. It's just frustrating, but whatever.
When they take such a great show and ruin it in like the final season, like, don't even do it. Honestly, end on a high note. Just, right? Like,
I know. But then, you know, we'd also say, oh, I wish they continued.
So, I know. But it's like the budget. Sword. What happened? Like, you always wonder, like, did the budget go down? Did they get lazy? Like, I just need to know.
Where did I lose you? Yeah, literally. I get that. Whatever. I think this week or next week is the week I get HBO Max, actually, because too many things are on there and Gossip Girl Reboot's on its way. Mm-hmm. There's just things to be done there. So I'm really excited about that. You already have it, right?
I go back and do I have it right? I don't even know. I have
I need to do a big deep dive on the subscriptions.
I like go in and out of them too. I'm like, all right, something's on Disney Plus, I gotta get it again. Like
Oh wow, that's really good of you to even like pause your memberships or cancel them.
Well, it takes a few months for me to like realize like I haven't watched anything on that in like 4 months. So like, yeah. Subscription drama. We always have it.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's a big thing. But it's fun to have all of them. You want to make sure you're included on everything, right?
I know. I think sharing accounts is probably the way to go, but I am the worst because I like use the same password for everything. So I don't give it to anyone because I'm like, no, like I can't, like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't share mine. I shared my Hulu with my family and then I got screwed over because I couldn't use it at my apartment in Athens. Cause you know, like,
yes. And Max is out. Yeah.
I was like, man, so whatever.
I feel that.
Whatevs.
All right. On that note, should we go into highlights and lowlights so we can moan and complain?
Let's moan and groan.
Let's do it.
Highlights and lowlights.
So my low is that. Well, I just went right into that. A lot of my friends are leaving for their jobs and kind of moving
on. Welcome to adulthood, baby.
I know. I knew it was going to happen. And it's just freaking weird. Like, I can't text half of them during the day because they're at their jobs. And I'm like, what's going on? It's so weird. I mean, I'm being dramatic. It's literally like three of my friends. And then my best friend, Caitlin, is leaving for her job in Charlotte this coming weekend. And so we're trying to spend as much time as we can together. It's just weird. But it's also like so exciting. I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of my friends that got jobs. But also at the same time, it's really cool. Like a lot of my friends started on June 1st. They were all sending like their outfits of the days for their first day of work. And it just made me so happy because even like a month ago, half of my friends didn't have jobs and they all just got jobs recently. So it just makes me so happy for them. But I was just telling Brooke this before we started recording. I go back on myself on this though, because I feel like I'm losing structure. It's like, oh, all my friends are starting jobs, so I need to, like, you know, have these certain routines. But also it is summer and I'm trying to let myself have a summer. Mm-hmm. When I move to New York and I get back to it, I can have more of a routine. I'm just being really hard on myself and then I'm like second guessing all my decisions. But also then I'm like, wait, I'm so excited. It's so exciting that we do have this freedom and this is what I've always dreamed of. Mm-hmm. And I see Brooke and she does it well and she enjoys it. So I don't know. It's just, you know, a little crisis, if you will, but not actually. I'm so thankful.
I get it. It's honestly more so like we're in such a lucky position.
Yeah.
It's more so the friends thing and like them getting.
Yeah.
Like, and I've always felt that it's the dynamics of like the other world, like the world around you and influence yourself too in a way. Like even still, so many people are still work from home. So it's like I go to a coffee shop in the middle of the day and I'm like, why is there like a huge line? Like, why is it crowded? Like, because no one, like, people still aren't at their office. It influences, like, my day in a way and whatever. And, you know, people are like, it'll be more normal when everyone else is back in the office. And I'm like, I don't, like, it does. It does impact you. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it does. It's weird. But it's also cool. Like, some of my friends, their jobs are in marketing and social media. So they are on their phones all day because they are like on their job on their phone for their job, which is such a weird concept to me. But it's also really cool because we do get to, you know, they'll like text me every now and then. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? And it's not even that. It's not like I'm sitting here texting my friends all day, but it's just, I'm noticing it's just a shift. And like, even I wanted to do like one little girls trip with my friends from home this summer. And it is the hardest thing to, by trip, I mean like drive somewhere in Florida. But it's the hardest thing to get all of us in the same room.
To coordinate dates, then. Welcome to the
real I'm sure you know. Yeah. You were just on your trip with your friends. It's hard and it's a little saddening, but it's also exciting because we're growing up and there's this book I really want to read. I don't know if you've read it. It's called The Defining Decade.
I love it. One of my faves. Yeah. So good.
I keep telling myself to read it, but it is such an exciting time. And like, it's just the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's so
that
much
book
freedom.
Is kind of stressful, though. Like, it's a really great book, but it's also like, it's like, but also like
it wants you to do a ton when you're 20 or something.
Yeah. It's also like you do have to think about, like, if you want to be a mom, don't like not think about it because. Like,
oh,
yeah. No, not that like you would have your kids and not that like, but it's like to foreshadow for those things because so many people are just like, I'm living it up. And then, you know, you turn 40, I guess, by the blanket. Yeah. And you like can't have kids anymore. And you're like, oh, I should have planned for this in my 20s. I don't even know. It's very like time, like pressure in a way, but it kind of puts on the pressure in a way of like, all right, but it's true though.
It's a good motivation.
Yeah. And I mean, she's lax on some things. Like she's like, live it up, but also like take this time to like explore your interests so that by the time you're 30, you do have a path. And like, but you know, like, and if you want to have a family one day, like date for marriage, like it kind of is like good lessons, but yeah. Anyways.
Wow.
Yes. Definitely worth the read.
Yeah. Maybe I'll read that this fall when I need like a kick in the butt. For now, I'm just reading romance books, novels.
I have been too, just for pleasure, if you will. Like fiction books. That's the best, especially when you're out in the sun. Oh my gosh. The best.
Oh, definitely. In May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and throughout June, Gals on the Go is proud to join the cause of destigmatizing therapy. You guys know Brooke and I both go to therapy, and we are big proponents of it. I think a lot of people feel like it's this ambiguous thing that you don't know a lot about and you're kind of nervous to do it. But at the end of the day, it's just talking to someone. If you're struggling with relationships or you're having difficulty sleeping or you're not meeting your goals, you're losing motivation, you're just feeling anxious, you might be feeling stressed, BetterHelp counselors can listen and help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You can schedule weekly video, phone, or even live chat sessions. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/gals. That's betterhelp.com/gals. All right, what's your low?
All right. After we do this pod today, I have to break up with my therapist. So that is going to be fun. Not so fun. People are probably like, why? How do you do that? Et cetera. So I'll break it down. I've been with my same therapist since about September. She's helped me through a lot of, you know, she helped me through that transition of my life of moving to New York. She helped me through, you know, a lot of like COVID, just general like sadness that I think we all faced, a lot of stuff from my past, which I think everybody, like, that's the other thing. I don't think you need a reason to go to therapy. I think anybody could, you know, go and like benefit from it or whatever. But as just more and more time has gone on, not that I feel like I've extracted everything from her, but I kind of feel like we're on two different pages in a way. And I feel,
and that's normal.
Very normal. Very normal. And I feel like at the time she was like a really great fit for me. But now as the world is opening up and I'm like telling her more like modern stories about like what I'm doing and like going out and stuff like that, like I just feel like I hate to be like she doesn't get it, but I feel like I need someone that's more like with my vibe, with that sort
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think it was good and all when I was, you know, not going out as much. But now if I'm like telling her, like I don't feel as comfortable
like talking, telling her about like,
yeah, and you
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Guy. Well, I mean, when I talked to her about like dating and stuff, that, but more so just, you know, if I have a funny like drunken night out or something, like I feel like she would almost like judge me for it. And you should never feel that way by a therapist. And it's nothing to do with her. It's just like I feel like we're, you know, as we progress, we're like leaning apart basically. So I just want a better fit, you know.
How are you going to do it? Because I know you have therapy today.
Yeah.
Are you like,
well, so I sent an email. I sent an email already. I Googled this. I go, how to break up with your therapist, because I was like, oh God, this is so awkward. And everyone that I talked to was like, just send an email. It's much better than ghosting too. I'm like not in the business to like ghost, whatever.
Yeah.
So I sent her an email and I was like, basically like I no longer feel I require your services, like in the most polite way. I wasn't like, it's you. I kind of was like, it's not you, it's me. Like I like put it on, you know. I was like, I feel like I want to try a break. I'm probably gonna take like a little bit of time off and then find someone new. That is, because it takes a lot of time to find one too. Like it really is a pairing process. That's why the websites like BetterHelp are so great, because they really like streamline the process. It's a full-time job, like sitting there researching and figuring it out.
Yeah.
And especially now that we're probably going to be going back like into the office soon, you know, like I'm probably gonna be meeting with like whoever it is, because I've been doing it all virtually, which has been nice. But anyways, sent an email.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's a lot to consider, I guess, moving forward with like finding a new therapist. And I tried to get out of it that way. And then she emailed me back and was like, I normally don't, like, thanks for letting me know, but I normally don't end like this. Like, see you in the next session. And like, we could, like, basically... we'll talk.
Oh, it's so awkward.
We'll talk like we can end properly. And I was like, damn, I just, it's awkward, but I mean, yeah.
She needs closure.
I know, but like, what kind of closure is there really to be discussed? Like, I gave the reasons, you know, I was like, it's not you, it's me. I want to go in a different direction, like whatever. Because it's so important to feel so beyond comfortable. Like you should be able to tell them like your deepest, darkest secrets that like,
yeah, even, you should not.
Yeah. And there's definitely like in the more recent times, I felt myself like leaving parts out of stories, which in like I said, in the fall and even the winter, I didn't.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, it's weird. So it's not you, it's me. But it's a low light though, because I'm like you. I hate letting people down. It's freaking awkward. Ugh, don't get me wrong.
So awkward. I remember breaking up with my last manager. That was tough.
You did an email too, right?
I did an email, yeah. Because he's like that though. And I mean, we still talk every now and then for like random reasons. And he's still a great guy. It's hard. It's
nothing
so
bad to say. I know. I feel the same. Yeah. And I hate even putting it on other people. Like it literally is like a breakup. I'm like, it's not them. Like it's really just, it's not the vibe, it's just anymore.
Not working for it. Yeah. People grow. Like so that's why friendships change and all kinds of things. Well, best of luck on your endeavors.
Thank you.
Let us know next week how it goes.
I will. I guess we'll see how that convo. It's so awkward, dude. Oh my God. Like we're going to log on and like normally it's like, hey, how are you? And I feel like this week it's going to be like, hi. Like
it's going to be, I feel awkward for you right now.
I know, dude. I know.
You got this. You're good at stuff like this, though. You're very good at situations like that. So you will do great. You made a point, though. I forgot about, you know, people usually go in person for therapy and I started therapy in COVID times, so I was always online as mm-hmm. well as you, I guess. But I kind of don't mind it. But I guess.
Oh, no, it's. I definitely prefer it online. I totally prefer it online, but I feel like they're getting back to their offices, so it's just inevitable that, you know, it's going to be.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it is. You have to go, you know, especially like in the city. I'm like, I have to consider, like, it. I want it to be downtown, because if it's on the Upper East Side, like, I have to get up there every week. That's like so far.
Yeah. I mean, it's sometimes nice to like sit in the same room as someone, but it's also fun. Like, even I've always done video, but it could be fun to just, you know, when you're like ranting to someone on the phone, like just walking around your house, that could be fun too, you know?
I would love to do phone. That was the other thing. She was very strict about the time. I would like someone a little bit more flexible that, like, you know, it's not. Sometimes, what if you like have a business meeting at that time and you're like, I literally can't make it? Like, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. With mine, we just planned each week, which was really
which I
nice.
Liked. I like that you do that. So
it was a la carte. It is a la carte. I don't do it every week. If you guys are wondering, it's kind of like check in here and there. Mm-hmm. She'll text me like, how are you? It's very sweet.
Wow. I love a text check in. That's nice.
I know. She's really sweet. And she'll send me little Instagram quotes sometimes.
Oh, that's so.
I know.
I never felt like close enough to do that with her. Like, which is, you should. So.
Yeah, you should. Well, I know it's a low, but I am excited for you, but I also feel awkward for you. So definitely let us know. I'm proud of you for, you know, being a grown up and doing this.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We're growing up here.
Yeah. So as for a highlight, this is like an interesting highlight because in a way it's a low, but it's more of a high. I got my hair extensions taken out for the summer. It was kind of a random decision last week, or I guess 2 weeks now, when my friends were here. It was, we literally would wake up and go out back and jump in the pool and go to the beach. All great, amazing things. But with hair extensions, you can get them wet. You can get them in the chlorine, ocean, whatever. But it is such a bitch. I don't know how else to say it to handle them. And
say it.
I am. It was so annoying. Like, I used to be that girl that never got her hair wet. And then last summer, I just became the girl that got her hair wet. And I missed that. And it's just annoying. Like, when everyone's, like, underwater, like, vibing. And I just, like, had to keep. This is, like, such a whatever. Anyways, I just made the decision. I love my hair extensions. But I got them taken out. So now my hair is pretty short and it's thinner than I remember. But I mean, my hair did not get damaged. I was looking at photos and my hair totally looked like this. I just didn't. It's just like when you have a lot of hair, yeah. Then you get it removed, you feel it's kind of like this crisis for a second. But I went to this salon in Tampa and she did a great job. She made me feel great. And it's just been so nice. Even just for the last, I guess I've had it for almost a week now. Out and it's just so nice. Like, I just jump in the pool. I like go on my Peloton, I work out, I jump in the pool, and I get my hair wet, and then it dries fast. Like, it's just been so fun to be carefree. I'm just having a lovely summer so far, and getting the extensions out for a little was great, but I'll get them put back in July before I come to New York for sure. And then hopefully my normal hair will grow. I'm taking these
I was gonna ask you if you're taking like a supplement. I know that's big. Yeah.
Yeah. People talk about biotin, but they also say if you're prone to breakouts, then biotin makes you break out more. This is just from lots of articles I've read, and I went on Accutane. My skin is finally at a very good place. I don't want to mess it up. So I'm trying Wellbell. I've heard lots of good things. It's for your hair, skin, and nails. It has a very small amount of biotin in it. And then it has vitamin A, vitamin D. Calcium, B12. It's just got a lot of great stuff in it. So we'll see how it goes.
Very interesting. I had a male give me a compliment while I was on my beach trip in Florida. This is unrelated. Well, it is kind of related. And he goes, your hair is so shiny. And I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, that is the greatest compliment. Like, it's so niche, but like, I love that.
Oh my gosh, that is so sweet. I love when guys notice that. There used to be a guy in high school that always compliment my nails. And I was like, is this just like your thing? But it was so sweet.
Some guys are like into nails. I had a guy in my high school too who would be like, oh, like she always has good. He like made a comment on it. I was like, wow, I didn't even realize you pay attention to that stuff.
Oh. I know, it's really sweet. It's just like the little things when guys pick certain things to compliment. It's very niche. It's nice.
I know. Tell me I have shiny hair, because that's like, it's connected to like your organs and stuff. So, you know, like, it's, I feel like it's good internal health.
Yeah, I have shiny hair.
Yeah, very, very niche. I'm happy for you. I am here for the perfect balance between low and high maintenance, and I feel like both of us toy with it very well, and I feel like you removing your hair extensions for this time shows.
Yeah. It just like, I don't know. I just want to have fun. And like, I noticed it in myself. I was just being more uptight. I know this sounds so dramatic, but I'm a very self-aware person. So if I notice something about myself, I'm like, okay, this has to go. So yeah, it's just fun. And I can wear my hair in claw clips again. It was so hard to wear my hair with claw clips with the extensions for whatever reason. And now I can just put my hair up, do whatever, or like literally whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Walking down the street the other day, I I felt weird that I wasn't wearing a claw clip because every single girl like in their 20s and 30s had one in, like, and younger too. I guess it's like a teen thing now. It was crazy. Okay. I was like, New York heard about this trend and they said claw clip. Like, it was everywhere.
Yeah, it's definitely everywhere. Even at like UGA, I noticed a lot of girls that are late to trends were very on the claw clip. I think because of TikTok.
And it is functional. I do get that. Like, you know, it's getting your, on a hot summer day when it's 90 degrees, like, it's getting your hair out of your face.
It's so nice. Like a claw clip with some hoop earrings. Oh, it's just a move. It's just a moment. Boom, done. With an Outdoor Voices exercise dress or like a little matching set, mm-hmm. you're good to go. A little sundress mm-hmm. and some sandies.
I love when people tag us in their Outdoor Voices exercise dress pics. So my highlight, nothing specific, but just, well, especially after I left my trip with my friends, which I feel like I've been talking about for like 80 years, like the vlog should be up. I only got a few clips. People are probably going to be mad at me. It's hard to, the balance of living in the moment while vlogging, you do it so well.
Oh, thank you. It is hard though. It just means that you're having fun, like when you're not filming.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
I saw my friends for the first time in a year and a half. It didn't jolt my memory to be like, hey, I should vlog this. I'm like, you know, I'm living it. I didn't even like text you back. Like, I was really like off the grid. So I felt very recharged.
I didn't think you were vlogging. Yeah.
I only got a few clips. Like, I got a few clips in Atlanta when I visited my best friend Mariah. It was just so good to see them. Like, I was definitely sad after, in the sense of like, gosh, I wish this was like my life and I was with them all the time. But at the same time, it also made me mm-hmm. feel really happy that, knowing that like so many of them are happy and fulfilled in their careers and lives and relationships or friendship, like everybody seemed really like good, and it almost like reaffirmed that like,
yeah,
I'm in the right place for me just by seeing them and like whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So I felt very like, that's, I felt so like sweet. A high
no,
after that trip.
I'm yeah. sure. It's, yeah, no, it seems like a great time. And I think you've always known, like, yeah, it was really cool to go to UGA for college, but you always knew you wanted to go up north. They always knew they wanted to stay down south. And you can do these little trips even more and more. And it's a great balance.
Yeah. And I do have some friends headed up here soon, which is really nice. One of my best friends from college who yeah. I lived with senior year, Alicia's moving here. It's just, life is really just going to be good. And now that we could travel and see each other more, like, it's always nice to have a trip in the books, like on the, you know, just planned. Like, I think so people might come for GovBall. We'll see. So.
Oh, so fun. Yeah. It'll be a good time. Well, I'm really happy for you. I'm glad you had that time, and just being with friends is just so fueling. Like, if I'm ever having, I don't know, any sort of emotions, if I just like go hang out with my friends, it just really takes everything away for a second, which is really nice. So it's always, I'm always thankful to have friends, and I know you are too. Just like good friends like that.
Very much so.
Hey guys, Danielle here. I want to talk to you all about the Hyundai Tucson. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. They have so many new aspects, from design to technology to safety, they've really improved upon. So they have a digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key. Okay, amazing. They also have LED daytime running lights that are stylishly hidden within the front grille that makes them invisible when they're not in use. And you can have user profiles and 10.25-inch full-touch infotainment screen. Oh my gosh, I am so excited. This car is absolutely beautiful. I've seen commercials on my TV all the time, and I'm like, wow, go Hyundai. So you guys can learn more at Hyundai.com. All right, well, let's get on into our current favorites.
These are a few of my favorite things. Mess up all of my favorite things.
So my favorite, I feel like Brooke right now, is a book.
I'm impressed. Let's hear it.
I said I was going to start reading in the summer again, because that's what I did last summer. I read, like 3 or 4 books last summer. That was a lot for me. I am reading a book by Renee Carlino, because she wrote Before We Were Strangers, and I loved that book. I might reread it soon, because I kind of forgot what happens in it, and it was so good. So I was looking at other things she wrote, and she wrote this book called Wish You Were Here. Total romance novel. It started slow. I was kind of like, this is so basic. But then as you read more and more, it gets good. And I love love. I love cute stories about dating and meeting people and being in a new city. So it's a great book. And it's just like a great, like, I feel like you say this a lot. It's like a great beach read. You know, I'll like lay out by the pool and I'll literally just read a couple chapters. I'm a slow reader. I only read a couple chapters and then I'm like, okay, on to the next thing. But, I'm almost halfway through and I really like it so far. So, reading is yay for summer.
I'm gonna challenge you to finish it. I really am, because I feel like,
oh, I will finish.
Okay.
I will finish it. There was one book that took me forever to finish, but I did finish this one, or I will finish this one, and I will read more. I updated. I had a Goodreads account, dude, from like middle school. I had no idea.
Wow.
There was like Twilight on there, that book called Eggs. I don't know if you remember. That was like a really popular book.
No,
like,
I don't.
Like, what other books were on there? I was dying laughing. Like, young books, like teen fiction.
Hunger Games.
Books on
Did
there.
You do Hunger Games?
And so I like, yeah. I read the first two, but oh, I wish I could like remember the other things that were on there. It was so funny. But I made a new Goodreads account. I followed you. Because I realized it was a way. I don't care if people follow me, but I made it so I could see what other people are reading that have mm-hmm. same taste as me.
I'll have to read. It's the design of Goodreads is not aesthetic. Like, I feel like we need a rebrand of Goodreads.
Yeah. I didn't love the interface, but it did give me some helpful information.
Totally. My favorite is a show. Did you watch Dirty John season one?
No, I saw it. I saw ads for it. I saw you were watching it. Fun.
Yes. Well, you're not really into like murder mystery, so I don't know if it would be your vibe.
I liked Ozark. I don't know. Maybe I
yeah,
would.
Yeah. It's no. You might like it because it's like it's a little. It's like it could be like Freeform, but it's like a little bit more murdery, if that makes sense.
Cool.
Like it has like those vibes of like, you know, family drama, stuff like that, but it's like very extreme. So anyways, it's basically Dirty John is two. Each season they do is going to be a different story. But the first season was about this guy who he like made up. His name is John. That's why it's called Dirty John. And he made up like this whole like lie of a life about himself. And he was like a master, like manipulator, like con artist sort of guy. And it ended up like I don't want to give it away, but basically it ends in some kind of murder. So then season two is a similar story, but it's called the Betty Broderick story. And it was on actual TV. Like, my mom watched it in real time last year, like during COVID, and they just put it on Netflix. And I watched it. I think it's like 8 episodes. I watched them all over the weekend. So good. I think that it was just like a phenomenally done show. And then I've been deep diving into it, like watching, because it's like a real, it's based on real stories and it's pretty accurate. So I've been watching all of the interviews because Oprah interviewed this woman and like her family and stuff. So it's very interesting to see like how the show,
because
it's like an acting show. I guess I'm not explaining it well. Like it's a retelling of the actual,
like an actual, kind of like the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yes,
show.
Exactly. Exactly, okay. Like that. And it was, you know, part courtroom drama, part like, you know, at their homes, like through their lives, like when they're young, when they're old, which I really liked. It was like pretty, like mm-hmm. it gave you a full picture. And it was one of those like, who was in the wrong, who was in the right kind of like, it leaves you like to your own decisions, which I think is cool.
That's always fun. Lives in your head rent free.
So
it sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was like number 3 on Netflix or whatever, which I feel like I love watching shows like that are like popular in the moment because it's very like good to talk about. Like,
yeah. It's fun to like be a part of the conversation.
Yes. Even though it's not a new show. So that's what I watched. I've been reading and stuff too, but nothing really like pops out, you know? Like, I have no recs yet.
No recs this week from either of us. Just entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, let's get on into our question of the week.
Question of the week.
All right. I like this question. You know, I've been talking about like kids, summer, all that. And so this question, it's going to be my next Instagram caption. So this week's question is, and we're going to ask you guys on the Instagram too, so make sure to get involved. When you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I have a very solid answer, which somewhat is what you know, they always say like there's some tie between like what you wanted to do as a kid, or like it tells a lot about you. So that's why I like this question too. I wanted to be, my first thing that I ever remember is I wanted to be a meteorologist, weather person. Like I just,
oh my gosh, that's horrible.
I didn't want to be like a news anchor, but then I was like, oh, the weather seems so cool. And then I remember my parents were like, that's good because you have to like study science. So I was like, and I was like into science when I was younger. I used to do like the science fairs and stuff. So I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. Yeah.
That is so, and it's front on TV. It's part of the green screen and you're like, hello.
So it's like somewhat television related, but it's funny though, because my fifth grade teacher wrote in my yearbook, like, I know I'll see you on TV one day or something. So I'm like, oh my God, like, that's so funny.
It does kind of tie in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, vague. It's always interesting, like, when, you know how they say, like, some kids have, like, a, I'm not, this sounds like I'm flexing myself, like, I have a star quality, but, you know, some kids, like,
Meant to like be on camera or
I mean, that's how, what I always thought about myself, I guess. So, but she liked me. I was like a fave, so maybe that's why she's like, sure, like she's gassing me up.
Sure, I'll inspire this girl today. No, I think it's so true. It's always really interesting to hear what people wanted to be when they grew up, because it usually does tie into what they're doing now in some sort of way. Because when you're young, you're so creative, and you're like, I don't know. My mom always talks about it. When you're young, there's just so much potential there, and it's so exciting. So.
What was yours? Because also, this is pre-influencer era, because now every kid is like, I want to be an influencer. Like, that wasn't a job when we were...
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Brooke and I just, yeah.
Was yours like magazine editor?
No.
I see that
like,
for you.
This is when I was like, I don't know, like in elementary school is what I say. I wanted to be a rock star. I wanted to be a rock star.
I knew it was something like that. Okay.
Yeah. It was, I think it was, cause I was a, like, my favorite childhood show would probably be Hannah Montana. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved that double life. And it is kind of weird if you think about it, because,
we lived a double life.
Yeah. It kind of, I mean, in a way, like, it's really cool. We get to go to we used to go to like these YouTube events and, you know, meet a lot of people. And then you go to school the next day and it's like, hey, what's up, buddies? Like, I don't know.
It kind of was. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. More so earlier on, like now it's all combined. Like, I used to have, Brooke and I both used to have like private Instagrams for like our friends. We'd post like pictures with friends. And now we both just like have one. But for a while, my friend was bringing that up the other day. She was like, you used to live that Hannah Montana life. You had two Instagrams.
Yep.
And but then when I changed my YouTube from Danielle Marie to Danielle Carolyn, that's when everyone like if you search my name, my more followers one would show up. So there was just no more Hannah Montana. But yeah, I wanted to be a rock star. Not necessarily, I don't even love rock music, but I just wanted to
say,
be
that
like
a pop star.
No, like a pop star. But yeah. I'm saying it how I called it. When I was little, you can ask my parents, I wanted to be a rock star. So in a way, like it's kind of what you were saying. Like I knew I wanted to perform. Like for a while I thought I wanted to be an actress and an artist. I think I don't know. I always wanted to do something creative. I just didn't know what. So it's really cool, and I really can't wait to hear what other people say. Like, I feel like some people have some really interesting stories.
It's also a lot influenced by like what you do, what you're around, like what you watch. Like it is a lot of how, and also how your parents raise you, because if your parents or whoever raises you like shoots down your dreams right away, then you like pick a new one, you know, like that has a lot to influence with it too. So I'm here for the like dream big mentality, and like I think it's fun. Can you imagine our kids? One of them, I want to be an influencer like my mom. Like, holy shit. I know. I would be like, pick something else.
I know. I've been loving the trend though, like on TikTok and even Instagram. Like, I'm going to show my kids this photo of me when I'm old. Or whatever. I just think it's cool. Like, we're going to show them photos of us when we were younger. Like, look what I did.
I wonder how much it will change by the time we have kids. Like, to be like, this is what it used to be like, or you know, this is what YouTube looked like in 20.
Justin Bieber's gonna come on and we're gonna be like, I used to love him.
Yes.
You know, like, it's just so weird. And they're gonna be like, Mom, stop, I want this band to play instead.
You've seen the TikTok of like me at my kid's college bar, and it's like the EDM, she raises from the stage. That's gonna actually be me.
That's going to be you. 1,000%.
It was like, Mom, you okay? Mom, and then it's like, do new, new, do new, 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 and she's like rising from the ground. Like,
no, literally, our parents now, when like their music comes on,
yes,
it's a cycle, it's a natural cycle. And I don't know, that's a really cool thing about life. Our children could be listening to this right now, they could have decided to listen to all of our old episodes ever.
That trips me out. Also, what trips me out is the concept of like, I've heard a lot about this, that you're actually like you know what you're living right now, but there's like versions of you in parallel realities that are like living other lives. Like, you know, when you went home from a party early, like there's a version of you that like stayed, like what happened? Like it's, I don't know.
Oh,
it's like trippy stuff to like think about.
Too early, Brooke. Oh,
I know. I'm sorry. Not that I'm like, it's happening on another planet, but it's like, it's how much decisions impact you and whatever. That's another TikTok trend.
Yeah.
The one that's like decisions that changed my life. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did that one. It kind of like did really well. I was surprised.
Oh,
really? Kind of
what did you say?
Cheesy. One of them was started a podcast with my
viewers. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, how did I miss this? It didn't come on my
I know. TikTok page. Queen. I know. TikTok confuses me because if you're following people, a lot of times it shows up in your For You page, but like not always.
I'm going to have to take a look-see at that. I'm intrigued in that stuff. We could deep dive. That lives in my head rent-free, like all of that like trippy stuff about like the universe and whatever. So
it's special.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Improving yourself starts with shifting your patterns and building healthier habits. That means making time to fit yourself in every day, managing your stress and focusing on your sleep so that you feel more energized and refreshed. Fitbit Sense is the advanced health watch that gives you tools to do just that. It's the world's first smartwatch with an EDA sensor that can actually indicate your body's response to stress. Fitbit Premium members get a detailed breakdown of their stress management score, which is really cool because it shows how your heart, activity, and sleep are affected by stress. And whenever you need to take a breather, you can do guided mindfulness sessions to help calm your body and mind. Right now, you can get a 6-month trial of Premium when you buy Fitbit Sense. With Father's Day coming up, this could be a great gift for dad. Or in the spirit of self-care, buy it for yourself. Visit Fitbit.com and check it out. Okay, well, actually, that's interesting that we were just talking about music and like what it's going to be like when our kids are kids.
I know.
Let's talk a little bit about live music.
Oh.
Something we haven't experienced. Actually, no, I just experienced it when I was in Florida. I went to a bar, live music. I was like, there's something about it. It really warms my soul.
Oh, it's so good for the soul, dude. Like, there's just nothing like seeing some live music with a couple of your friends, just dancing to the music. It's the best.
Seriously. So this segment is going to be brought to you guys by Hyundai in support for an incredibly important part of the live entertainment industry, which is small independent venues across the U.S. We're so excited because Danielle and I, obviously, you guys know we've talked about it a ton. We're both fully vaccinated. And one of the first things we're going to do together once Danielle moves here is not only go to a concert, but we're going to go to a music festival. And
woo!
We have so many of our like peak memories of us two together, I feel like, are surrounded by music, whether it be like a festival, concert.
There's so many memories, whether it was a music festival or there's the Georgia Theater in Athens, that they had a lot of really great artists come, and it's a small venue, but so many great memories. They have DJs that would come, they'd have country artists. Like, one of my best nights there was going to a country concert with Ryan there. There's That's just sweet. Like so
me versus you. I went to Weefin, like hard EDM. You went to like
I was supposed to go with you. Yeah. It was the night of before my birthday, and I was like sad. I was turning 20. I was like 19, and I didn't want to leave my teens. And I was like, I'm gonna stay in tonight. I really wish, because I remember watching your videos, and it looked so fun.
So much fun. Oh my gosh, that was a great concert venue. I feel like growing up, like, I didn't have one like in my immediate town, like a small sort of venue like that, but it was such a like pillar of Georgia. If you guys don't know, the Georgia Theater in Athens, Georgia is like an iconic like historical spot.
Pictures in front of it.
Yes. And they have so many artists like when they're on the come up. I love venues like that they get the people like right before they explode.
Oh, definitely. They do a really good job, and it's actually been closed this whole entire year. And I think they're literally about to open it this summer. And I'm so happy for them because there's a rooftop on top too. They used to have a rooftop bar.
Fun. Yes.
I never went at all, but, this past year, but I'm just so excited for them. And there was also a small theater here in Tampa that I will never forget. I went to Flume. You like Flume probably, right? Yeah. And that was an amazing concert. It's just like, we're so thankful for those small venues and big venues. We're just thankful for live music in general. And it is so crazy what live entertainment and shows do for your overall health and happiness. I mean, like I said, like Brooke was saying, we've gone to big and small venues, and we're so thankful for what live music does for our mental health, honestly. Like, it's just something that Brooke and I absolutely love. And we want to shout out NEVA, which is the National Independent Venue Association. With the impact of COVID impacting live entertainment and more importantly, small venues across the US, they actually started something called Save Our Stages with a collective goal of helping independent and local venues. Hyundai, as part of their partnership, wanted to include a focus on giving back. Since so many people relied on entertainment, I mean music, podcasts, etc., during COVID, this is kind of a way to give back by helping the venues. So definitely check them out. We'll have the links down below. We love what they're doing over at Hyundai and Save Our Stages. And live music definitely impacts us a lot.
Yeah, and you totally said it right, Danielle. I mean, think about, I know so many restaurants and other type of businesses had to close for the longest time, but many of them were able to adapt and do takeout or even take out drinks from bars and stuff like that. But venues, really, there was, you know, they've been closed. And like, yeah, I can't even imagine terrible. How much that has impacted their business. So I feel like it's such a great way to kind of plug yourself back into your community, get involved. Also such a great way, like if you're like me and you're kind of like, you know, getting like back into the social swing of things and whatever, how great to like send your friends a link at like a local concert or and be like, hey, like, you know, buy your tickets, whatever. Also, most of the time, tickets from smaller venues are not as expensive as like if you were to go to like obviously a stadium tour. So definitely, it's a nice like lower cost option. Gives you something to do, especially in the summer. Gosh, I can't wait to feel the rush of that again. I mean, I kind of did, but it was like, you know, like a jam band, but I want to hear like my music.
Oh, dude, we're going to Gov Ball in New York this fall, you guys. And I'm so pumped. Like I like already want to start planning my outfits and the lineup and what we're going to go to. Like, it's just so exciting.
So beyond excited. So yeah, definitely check them out. I know we'll have much of their information in the show notes, show description. Thanks again to Hyundai for sponsoring that segment.
Thank you. All right. Well, so I guess we could get on into the meat of
it only
this
took
episode.
Us, what, 45 minutes, an hour?
Yeah, probably about. But that's how it goes. I feel like people love the intros of the pod. So we're kind of also, I guess, in honor of our little rebrand.
I think it's perfect timing. It is.
Perfect timing. You know us. We're going to be talking about how we started our podcast, how it all came to be, the steps we took, and just kind of mistakes we made along the way, like just kind of figuring things out.
We really stumbled into this. We do have a whole episode, by the way. It's called Allow Us to Reintroduce Ourselves, which is background on Danielle and I. If you're confused, I'm Brooke talking. Danielle is the other part of this podcast for each one half. This isn't like our life story. We like already did the like life story one.
Right.
So this is more so like truly how we started our podcast, which was in 2018, which is when I say 2018, I think back, I'm like, God, I was like different in 2018. I don't know about you.
So much different. Like, it's so crazy. So that was when I was a sophomore in college and Brooke was a senior. And we had thought about it for a whole year before that. And I'm glad we at least started it together when we were in the same city. And then we were Zooming before it was cool, doing podcasts, you know, virtually. And, you know, now we're back together. But yeah, we kind of, like Brooke said, just kind of stumbled into it. And
how, what story do you tell when people are like, oh my gosh, like how did you even, it's a loaded question, you know, how did you start? But because I know the story from RN, I remember the moment you decided, like you were like, yes, I'm in. I remember the text I got from you when you texted me.
Really?
Yes, because it was like a moment. I was interning that summer. I remember it. I got the text from you. Like, I know we had discussions about it, but it wasn't like anything actually like whatever, but I remember I got a text from you over that summer and you're like, I really want to do the podcast, dude, like I'm seriously in, like let's do it. We didn't have a name or anything, but that was like, I feel like the point that we were both like, no, I'm being serious.
Okay, I don't remember the exact text, but then I remember over that summer we would like text each other name ideas. We did, and like our moms would get involved, like trying to help us. Yes, okay, I do remember that because we were like, okay, we have a month or two to kind of think about it so that when we can hit the ground running when we're back together in person.
And we even start like technically started before then because we did like each like little intro episodes. But how did the idea even come up? I always like get this story mixed up too.
I know the story.
Okay, let's hear it.
I mean, I don't know. You might say differently. I remember it was my freshman year when I had that apartment. I was extra and I had like an apartment. And we were sitting in my apartment, you, me, and my ex-boyfriend Joey, who is a YouTuber who's on social media. And he was saying, you two should start a podcast. And we both looked at each other and we're like, oh my God, yeah, that'd be like a really cool idea. And he was giving us all these ideas. Like, it just makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
And we were like, oh yeah, we'll think about it. And I remember thinking about it for like a whole year, just kind of in the back of my head. Maybe we referenced it.
Same. Okay. That? No, I do. And then, okay. So I don't know. Maybe I like self-centered me. I feel like at one point I was like, no, it was my idea. Like, I feel like it. Okay. He planted the seed and then I feel like.
Yeah, no.
It marinated in both of our brains. And I feel like.
Oh, definitely.
Because I remember before I even like 100%, like before we even 100% were like, no, I'm in, talking to my parents about it and being like, oh, I want to start a podcast with Danielle. And it could have totally been like the seed planted from him. I'm sure you had people in your personal life tell you too. I remember I had one of my guy friends from home tell me, he was like, hey, you should do a podcast. Yeah. Like, just, he didn't even think of the concept of us too. I mean, your ex, you, like, definitely said, us two together. So maybe he got the seed going.
Maybe I think it was just like for me that was that's why when you texted me it wasn't like out of the blue for me. I was like, oh, we did talk about this. Like, we are best friends. We both do make YouTube channels. We both go to UGA. Like, it all made sense. So it wasn't like this like shocker.
So
for me,
yeah,
I think we both had that seed planted, and that's how it stuck for me. But obviously, I was also dating him, so like that would make sense why it stuck with me. And so for you. Yeah, no, I remember you text me and you're like, okay, so like, actually though, should we do that? And then we were both like, wait. And like, we're very mindful about it. We didn't, Brooke and I aren't like, let's just like do this and like see how, like let's just like whatever. We were like, no, we're going to do this. We're going to do this right. You know, but right as in what we knew, because even like now we know so much more. But at the time we only knew, okay, we both started YouTube channels. All we did was get a webcam and start recording. Yeah. So that's pretty much what we did with our podcast too.
Literally, we got like, did we even get mics or we just used the ones we had?
We used the mics that we had for recording voiceovers.
Yes.
The little snowball microphones. And they were great. They were fine.
It just
and
goes to show you can do it on a budget.
Text, though. Yeah, you can do it on a budget. Literally, we learned, honestly, our phone microphones are great. That's what we do with guests sometimes, and you guys probably wouldn't even notice. But we didn't have like a lot of friends to text about it either.
No,
because none of our
I knew
at the time.
We didn't know anyone who, I mean, you listen
we're
to
We're the friends
few.
That people text us now. Like, okay, what do we do? Yes. And now like, we've got a whole thing down.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we could really be like, and it really is. I've always felt this way with starting YouTube, starting a podcast. Like, if you really want to, like, you're going to Google and find that information. I understand some people overcomplicate it. And I feel like we didn't. That was the thing. Like, we were like, hey, we're going to do this. But I will say for us, our goals were let's have a good time. Like, we didn't really know what, you know, we took it seriously, of course. And we were very, and that's one thing. Consistency is key. We missed 1 week in almost 3 years of doing this podcast every Wednesday. Like, that's crazy when you think about
it. Yeah, most shows do like seasons and like have a break. And as of now, we haven't done that. It's so true. We did, that Brooke makes a good point. Like, we were just trying to have fun. But since we do have like the YouTube background, we knew like, okay, we have to at least be consistent. That's like the number one thing. If you're starting YouTube, social media, whatever, we were like, okay, I think we always have done Wednesdays too.
Oh yeah. Always Gals on the Go Wednesday. I remember we like picked the day and we were always, even if it was like, this was before we were Zooming and recording together, we would have to record like 2-3 weeks out because we were like, oh my God, the next 2 weeks are going to be so busy. So we would like stack record them. And we always made it a priority. And I feel like if you want something, and like at this point, we didn't even know. Of course, you know, like, hey, I'm sure I can monetize this, whatever. But we weren't making money at that point for probably I would say 6 months to almost a year, we weren't making really much money. I think it took
nothing's like notable, nothing at all. And for us, that's just how it always has been. Like, we just wanted to, you know, we thought I feel like you and I have good banter, if you will. And we know that we can sit in a room and talk for 2 hours and we do that anyways. So why not have microphones? I feel like everyone says that. But for us, that was kind of our reason. Like, Brooke would, you know, we'd usually record at my apartment because I didn't have roommates and she did. Mm-hmm. She'd stop by Starbucks on the way. She'd come up. We'd chat a little. We'd get recording. And it's so fun to record in person together. It's just a whole new ball game. And we literally had to Google everything. Like, I'm talking Google, like, how to get a podcast online. Then it says, okay, you have to upload it to the RSS feed. How to upload podcast to RSS feed. Like, actually Googling every single thing. We'd, like, assign each other, like, okay, you do this half, I do this. Like, because it was hard. And we luckily got approved for Spotify and Apple fairly quickly, or iTunes. But it was so confusing. Like, even looking up the dimensions for a podcast cover artwork. I think I did the podcast.
You did. I was going to say, you did it. I remember you were like, hey, I'm going to, like, make it. You've always been the more, like, artistic one of the bunch, even though we both know graphic design is neither of our forte.
Yeah, yeah.
But you neither. Were, I remember you did it on Canva, really, right? Or PicMonkey. I think it was Canva because I remember.
Yeah, I think it was Canva. I was going to say PicMonkey, but it might have been Canva.
And I remember you had to buy, like, the rights to use those icons. If you guys remember our old. So we've had three cover arts.
We should
now.
Do a swipe. I'm going to write that down. We should do, like, a swipe and show, like, through the years.
Progression. Oh, my gosh. This was also, like, we kind of wanted to do it relatively low budget. I mean, I don't, like, want to say, like, we were being cheap about it by any means. But, like, we were, like, why would we invest all this money and whatever into something that, like, we didn't know where it was going to go yet. So we're like, okay, like, you know, we didn't hire a graphic designer till we proved, like, the proof of concept almost.
Yeah, no, exactly. I don't even remember that discussion. I just remember, I think I literally was like, let me just do it. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like,
you were like, oh,
there
I
wasn't
can do
much.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like, we'll post a swipe or something in the next week or so. I think that'd be really funny. But it was like light pink and it said Gals on the Go. And we had like an airplane, maybe a coffee cup.
A car,
it was
maybe.
It was good for like the first, like there weren't a ton of podcasts on the market at the time.
Totally.
And it wasn't bad, but now I'm like, oh my gosh. But
no,
that's just progression.
Like, that's just like how now like everyone in life is like, oh, Cosmic Sans is like terrible. But like in the day we're like, Cosmic Sans is great. Like,
love that font. Exactly.
It's time for some straight talk. Let's face it, tax returns could look a little different for a lot of people this year, but you're still going to get a lot of noise in your ear about how you should spend it. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out and rock out with only the best deals. Spend it on what makes you happy. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199, so you can listen to your favorite music wherever you go. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Come on, start the year on a high note. Tune out the nonsense and tune in to Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
It was really cool. And what was I just thinking about? Oh, well, how did we get the name? I wonder if I could find on my notes. Like, we had name ideas and we would just send them to each other. We always knew we started talking about like college in the title. And then we were like, wait, no, because we're going to graduate. And what if?
Okay, wait. You know? Okay, I will take credit. Did I think of the name? Because that's how I remember the story that I thought.
Yeah. You definitely got the name.
But it wasn't our first choice. It was not our first choice. Like, I remember we were like, it's good, but we could find better. Like, I remember that conversation.
I found the list.
Oh my God. Wait, I want to hear it.
Okay.
Are they bad? They're probably so embarrassing. I'm so glad you chose this.
Oh my
God.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, so these are podcast name ideas. I don't know if these were ones I came up with or what, but it's a list from June 4th, 2018. Lattes and Life.
Oh my God, I'm so glad we didn't do that. That's horrible. That's horrible.
Latte Life. Hustlin' and Bustlin'.
These must
Hustle
be for you
Radio.
If you did a solo podcast. This is Danielle Carolyn brand. This.
No, these were for us.
You think?
Because one of them says Gals. It goes, it's okay. Lattes and Life, Latte Life, Hustlin' and Bustlin', Hustle Radio, Gals on the Go, Productive and Pampered. Oh my God.
Danielle, these are really bad. These are
the Productive
really
Princess. But Gals on the Go's on there. So that was definitely when I don't know who freaking knows, but that's funny as heck. Hustle Radio is awful, but also
no.
Like, we don't. Now it's like hustle culture. Like,
I'm glad we didn't do that. I know. And even like I'm here for like a good, like, I love a coffee talk latte life moment, but I feel like.
Yeah, but like, I've.
That's 2018 energy. Like, that's like,
yeah, no, exactly. But Gals on the Go really
stood the test of time. It did.
Yeah. No, I think you and your mom or you like texted me that and we were both like, okay, yes,
no,
I'm done.
My mom hated it. She was like, I don't like that. You could do better. And I was yes.
Oh, I knew
so it was a Brooke Michio original.
Okay.
It was. And then she was trying to give me, she was like, you need to do one about like North and South, like meet me in the middle, like something like that. And I was like, no, because it doesn't tell the full story. Like, it needs to be something that you get it you like if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Have you heard that?
Yeah, and we always knew. That's a good point. Like, we always knew that the podcast we made because we wanted – because at the time we were doing a lot of, like, trips on the weekends and then coming back and being students. So we wanted it to be something about, like, traveling on the go. Like, I think we had talked about on the go before Gals on the Go or something like on the move or
– Yes.
I don't know.
No, we did.
And then, yeah, and I think Gals on the Go just applies because we're both very on the go people.
It is.
We like to be busy. We like to be doing things, and I still love the name. I'm not the name, like, whatever, we're stuck with it. Like, it's great. So thank you, Brooke, for providing, for delivering.
Okay, maybe I will give it. I think that I thought of the name, but you thought of the concept of the show then. I need to take it back. I'm like, I didn't do it all. Like, this is not like a Brooke.
Oh, I'm not.
No, I'm trying to get it right.
No, it was definitely team effort. But the
yes.
Name, no, I remember we were just talking about, like, concepts. And we were like, yeah, we'll just
talk
about
our life. It's a blurry. You know how sometimes you claim things as your idea and then someone will be like, no, that was my idea. And you're like, wait.
Yeah, I don't know. I, like, sometimes don't have a great memory. Like, sometimes I have a great memory. And then, like, other times I'm like, I do not remember that at all. And it's not like I was drunk, so I'm not so sure.
I'm a very, like, moment heavy person. Like, I remember being where I was. Like, I was interning and I stayed in, like, that apartment. I remember texting with you about this. But there's so many other things that are. And I remember when we were with your ex and he brought it up that one day. But then there's so many blurry bits in between. Yeah. Like, you know?
I just remember texting back and forth over the summer. Like, I remember, like, being home in Florida.
Yes.
When you're texting and I was like, my mom was trying to give me ideas. Your mom was trying. I do remember that, but I unfortunately don't remember, like, certain moments of, like, oh, like, this is the day we're doing this, you know?
Well, you remember a lot the time of texting. We first recorded together. It was during Rush.
Yeah, it was in my apartment. Yeah, it was during Rush.
And we were so tired.
So exhausted. Ugh.
And everyone was going home to, like, go to bed. And we were like, we got to record our pod, Gals on the Go.
We, like, loved it, though. Gals on the Go. It just made sense.
It did.
Oh, it's like reminiscing. No, it was so special because before that, like Brooke kind of said earlier, we both recorded intro episodes. So she recorded an episode kind of talking about her. I recorded an episode recording about me because we weren't together yet. We, like, couldn't record because we did not have the mental capacity to be like, oh, we're going to Zoom and start.
We wouldn't have figured that out technologically. Like, we had humble roots, guys. Like, I will tell you. So we literally Googled how to get your podcast, whatever. And we found this service at the time. It still exists. And I recommend it to people. Whenever people say I want to start a podcast, I always say, like, you got to go to this website. It's called Buzzsprout. This is not sponsored. It's genuinely, like, what we used. I think we paid around $15 a month, and it was, like, our hosting service. It was
fairly easy. You put the title, you upload it, and they upload it to the RSS feeds, if you will.
And that's how it gets on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Like, that's how anyone could start a podcast. There's so many of those services now.
Yeah, there's so many. Yeah, you can literally just Google, like, podcast hosting or something of the sorts. But we didn't even know what to Google for that. Like, oh my God, like, the Googling was unreal. Like, we'd sit there and be like, how to do this? But it was, I don't know. I'm really proud of that. And I know Brooke is too. So that's why we wanted to share it with you guys, because it's okay if, like, it just goes to show if there's something you want to do, like, you don't have to know how to do it right away. You can literally ask, you can learn from other people, and you learn along the way. Like, we probably wouldn't have started the way we did if we know what we know now, but, like, maybe it wouldn't have been the same, you know? Like, we started with
literally.
We both had the same manager at the time. And so he would, like, try and help, but he was new to the podcast world too. It was just a whole thing.
It was. And now podcasting is so, I don't want to say mainstream, but it is. Like, I would say you ask people on the street, like, I'm sure, you know, 9 out of 10 of them listen to podcasts. Like, even if it could be someone like my dad loves comedy podcasts, or it could be someone like, you know, like my younger brother likes sports podcasts. Like, I feel like everyone in between listens to, or at least is familiar with podcasts. Right. Versus in 2018, it was a different world. It was at least... I also think in, like, the influencer-y world, like, there was only a few influencer podcasts. We were among the first. So I will give us – we were not the first, but among the first wave.
We were among the first for sure. And we're really grateful for that. And it's just brought us to where we are today. So, yeah, like I was saying, kind of, like, on the businessy side, because I know people are going to have questions, there are podcast networks. Like, you guys have heard of, like, you know, all the different podcast networks. They're, like, very known now. They have tons of podcasts under them, under the umbrella. And we finally had the dream, we were like, we want to be a part of a network. Like, we want to do it. And we didn't have anyone reach out to us. Mm-hmm. And if we did, I don't really remember
No,
that.
We didn't at all. We definitely did not.
We picked like our favorite one. We thought at the time was like, we always like to give ourselves a challenge. That was probably like the best one at the time for us to go with. But we were so nervous and we just pitched ourselves to them. We got I think we got an introduction.
Okay. First I messaged on LinkedIn. I remember.
Brooke was LinkedIn queen. Yes.
I messaged them and the person, it was the wrong person. But and this is podcast one who we are now with. So it just goes to show that it was effective.
We did it, baby.
So it works. Yeah. It took us a minute, though, because I messaged the person and then she replied and connected us with someone. And remember, we had a call, but then we never got a follow up. Remember the first call? Or maybe there was some email or something, whatever it was. There was some sort of communication first and then we never got a follow up. And we were like, I think we finally got linked over email. There was like maybe one response.
It was
like,
an email. It was not a call. Okay. Our first call was the call. Yeah.
Okay. So sorry. Well, there was a first communication and then it was kind of like, oh, I think we got ghosted. Like I was like, oh my God, I think we got ghosted. Like
It was like, hey, nice to meet you. Look forward to whatever. And then just nothing.
Yes. We that's like, what it was.
Sad. That's what it was. See, we're putting the pieces together.
We are. But then of our broken memories. But then we had an actual connection, which connections always help. It is. Yeah. It's hard.
No,
I mean, no shame in reaching out blindly, but it's so much more real when you have a real human to be like, hey, I know Brooke and Danielle and they're great. Like, here you go. So we had someone like who happened to like be on the show and we were talking to her and we were like, hey, we kind of got linked up with these people. And she was like, oh, I can connect you like tomorrow. So bless her heart. She linked us up. And I think it was like literally the same person who now we still work with, but it just like rejolted the
emotion.
I have to look back actually.
I think, well, because sometimes if you just hear from someone, like sometimes people unfortunately don't have the energy to click on the link or like check your channels out and they didn't realize like, oh, these girls already have a platform. And so I think when our friend reached out to them again and said like, no, like they're legit, like they do have an idea.
We had listeners because I remember that was a big thing. Like they thought that we were just starting. They were like, how many listeners? And we like sent our downloads and they're like, oh, like you have something here.
Yeah. I think we'd been doing it for like, I don't know, six, seven months.
Yes, because this was, we started in August and this was, I remember we finally signed in April.
And that allowed us to have no pressure though. We just started it and then that way we had a foundation to be like, hey, look what we've done thus far. We want to join your network because networks can help you grow. They give you ideas. They put you, you know, as guests on their other shows. They, you know, bring you ad sales, obviously. And so it's a whole umbrella that you do want to be a part of. But we proved to them like, hey, we can do this literally without you guys. So why don't you hop on and let's, you know, like team up. So it worked out and we had a call. I think we were maybe thinking about other networks too, but we really wanted Podcast One and we had a call with them. And I remember like glowing after
that
call.
Geeked.
You and I.
Yes.
We were geeking out. They were so excited.
They were so nice and so excited. And one of the main reasons why we liked them, and I remember we made a list and we sat down and we were like, okay, like which ones do we like? I remember we had like a notes list of networks we liked.
Definitely.
And one reason why we really liked them is because they didn't have any, they had shows similar to ours, but not really. Like we were a completely In terms of age, at the time, we were the only show that was like young 20s. And we were like, this is great. We're going to really stand out. So we kind of were methodical about it in those ways, which I would encourage everyone to be. I think so many people
now are
like so easy to sign a contract to, which I would recommend everybody look over your contracts. That's enough.
Definitely.
But also things may sound good. And I think so many people now, if you're an influencer, micro, macro, whatever, like everyone's offered a podcast with someone, but sometimes it might be best to take things slow and do the Brooke and Danielle approach here and take your time and figure out who you want to work with and do it that way versus, I know it might be enticing to take the first offer because we have a lot of friends too who started their podcast like with a network and it's just a different approach. It's not to say it's right or wrong, but I think we're happy with the way we did it.
Yeah, because I think when you start with them, they try to give a little bit more creative direction, whereas Podcast One has quite literally never told us like, you can't say that, you can't do that, you're not allowed. Like we completely produce our show.
Yes.
Like we have Alan, our producer, shout out, he's amazing and he produces it, he edits it. But like, and we'll tell him, oh, we want some jingles, you know, whatever. But we come up with literally every single idea, every single.
I like that it's not like, okay, what are you guys talking about this week? Like, it's like, it's a, we get to decide.
They just trust us. Like, yes. We could really throw them a curveball if we wanted, but we just keep going.
I think that's the basis of our relationship, though, has been built on trust. Yeah. Like, we also send in our episodes on time. Like, we're never, like, down to the wire. Like, we have a very professional relationship. Like, Danielle and I listen to our episode in full before it goes live. Like, we really make sure that we set up systems in place that work, like, with the network, so we're not, you know, so we have that healthy relationship. Because, I mean, I've heard horror stories from other friends, and yeah.
Definitely. And it, like, it's crazy because to us, like, that's just the norm. Like, we get it to Alan by the time, like, he needs to edit it, because we want to, like, be realistic with his time. Like, very rarely are we, like, bothering him late at night. Every now and then we're like, hey, but also it's 3 hours earlier in California, so it's kind of good for us if we realize something.
It's
like,
great.
You know, it's still the work day for him. So it's just, it's a really good relationship. That's why we're still with them. We're just so happy. And it's just very important. Like, it's your baby. It's your brand at the end of the day. Like, mm-hmm. That's a big word that goes around right now, because, like, your brand is who you're represented as. And mm-hmm. a network is a big part of that. And we're so thankful that we have that. And it's, you don't have to be part of a network, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you do not. Especially starting out, I think it's a better approach to kind of do it on your own at first and, like, see if you like it. Because yeah. I have just, Brooke and I talk about this all the time. Like, we have friends, you know, start a YouTube channel or start a podcast, whatever. And then they don't see the reaction they're wanting within, like, 2 weeks.
So they quit.
And they give up. It's a waste.
The amount of people, especially quitting a podcast, like, if you're going to start, my advice to you is, or don't even release the episodes, just record them and see if you like it, you know, because it might not be your thing. Or people, it is like the running joke, like, oh, me and my friends are hilarious, we should totally do a podcast. Like,
yeah, I see.
Okay, list out 10 episodes.
Yeah.
List out, or maybe even record 10 episodes. Like, do it before, it might sound all well and good until, you know, one person is more into it than the other. And I feel like Danielle and I, we truly are so lucky that, like, we're both in it.
Yeah.
Because there's other people who, like, let's face it, you know, what if, like, I was like, no, I don't like this anymore. And you were like, okay, now what? Like, what do you do?
I think about that every now and then. Not that I'm worried about it, but every now and then I'm like, one day, like, Brooke or I could just be like, I don't like this anymore. Like, that's terrifying. But as of now, we haven't hit that yet. So we're just getting started.
Yes. Yeah, so, no. Yeah, so. And we talk about our goals and things like that regularly, but I think there are, yeah, if you're going into it with a partner.
You have to just be mindful. Like, I mean, you've seen with, like, the Collar Daddy
stuff.
I mean, they, like, dealt with a lot. Like, you just gotta make sure. And sometimes you can never know, and sometimes you do have to, Sounds of the City. Sometimes you do have to go through those mistakes and go through those experiences, and, like, it's not gonna be this perfect thing, but it is just important to be mindful. Hey guys, Danielle here. I wanna talk to you all about the Hyundai Tucson. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. They have so many new aspects, from design to technology to safety, they've really improved upon. So they have a digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key. Okay, amazing. They also have LED daytime running lights that are stylishly hidden within the front grille that makes them invisible when they're not in use. And you can have user profiles and 10.25-inch full-touch infotainment screen. Oh my gosh, I am so excited. This car is absolutely beautiful. I've seen commercials on my TV all the time, and I'm like, wow, go Hyundai. So you guys can learn more at Hyundai.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night! And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, the most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink. We play games. We have the song of the week. We have the creative curse word of the week. As long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
And, like, kind of on that note of being mindful for us. We try to provide value, and like definitely our podcast is more chatty, talking about our lives, and you know, we try to give tips when we can, but from the get-go we introduced a few segments. So every week people know that they're going to get, you know, highlights and lowlights, their current, our current favorite question of the week. We've switched them around every now and then. We've done biz of the week, we've done I don't know, maybe like quote of the week. Yeah, we did that. We did tip of the week. We did quote of the week or motivation of the week, something like that. But people know that in the beginning of episode, they're going to get some time of like just Brooke and I catching up. And like, I don't know, I think consistency is really great. And like people can kind of know what they're getting into.
Yeah, I feel like that goes along with branding, even though it might not be like as visual. But yeah, it's like what you know you can expect. And I feel like setting that expectation from the beginning, not only of like your upload date, but like, yeah, your type of episodes. And I think that's probably why, Danielle, people like our solo episodes so much more, because for the longest time,
it was
Brooke and Danielle, and then we started introducing guests, which we love to like sprinkle in, and we have some exciting guests planned, so stay tuned for those things. And you know, I think the listeners know that they'll always get Brooke and Danielle catching up in the beginning, like you said, so it sets kind of that expectation. It might not be segments for your show. It might be like a I don't know, just having some sort of, you got to play around with it yourself. And
yeah,
I always say just because it works for someone else doesn't mean like you have to do it. You know, I've listened to podcasts that kind of try to emulate a similar structure to another podcast. I'm like, it's already been taken. It's already done.
Yeah, like, already been done. It sucks. It really sucks because it's something that you like. But it also, like doing the segments, it gives us structure. So it allows us to kind of go somewhere, because then I don't know. If you don't have any structure, like for us, like
we go off.
We still do that.
I know.
But it gives us structure. So each week it's not like, oh my gosh, we have to think of a whole hour's worth of content for this one theme. It's like, okay, we're going to do the intro. And then we have definitely a solid 30, 45 minutes that we want to talk about this other topic, whatever it may be. So it gives us some ease too. And it's just fun. I love
it. So fun. I always encourage people, you know, like if you've always thought about it, like do it. I do think that it's, a lot of people do get scared, especially in this day and age. You know, it's like a podcast and you're putting yourself out there for a full hour. And I totally understand like that side of the coin too. And I almost feel like we started at such a good time because we were not that we were like unfiltered and like unafraid, but because podcasts weren't as like heavy and
pressure.
Yeah, the listenership was
saturated.
Like we didn't know what we had no expectation almost. So we were like, all right, just talk and whatever. Because it is kind of like, you know, frightening, I guess, to get on a mic and talk for an hour. To some people, some of my friends, this is their biggest nightmare, is doing this. And I'm like, I love it. Like, this is my job. And that's why it's our job. Yeah. So
I will say, though, like, it is so much, in my opinion, it's so much easier to do it with a person.
Co-host, same.
Yeah. Oh, like, unless you want to have a guest on every week, which is some people's brand and vibe. For us, like, oh my God, it just makes it so much better. Like, I love a good solo episode. Sometimes it's really nice for like me to get on the mic or for Brooke to get on the mic and just kind of talk to you guys about how we're doing, how we're feeling. But I could not do that every week. I like literally lose my breath. I can't do it.
I feel the same way. I'm like over here, like I need
someone to talk back to me.
Say, yeah, you need like the verbal, like yes, no, confirmation, banter, whatever it is. I always recommend that people, I say consider a co-host for sure. Also, I think people might see, and I know this is always so, it's always like social media, people have to justify that they're like really working or whatever, but it is more work than you probably think it is. I think a lot of people go into it and they're like, oh, it's going to be fun. Like, I'll just do an episode every week. But if you really want to max it out and like, you know, have a social media presence for your show and like engage with your community and like do all of these sort of things, it's not just the time that you're recording the episode. It's also like the prep, the post-production, the actual like the post-upload communication. So,
and just emotionally and mentally, like we're always thinking about it. It'll be a Saturday and we're day drinking and we're texting each other like, wait, we should do this, you know? And it's, and that just shows how much we love it. But at the same time, it's like, you're kind of never not thinking about it.
Totally.
So it's just, it takes a specific type of person that wants to be in that kind of lifestyle, I guess.
And I think also, which I'm just now realizing, obviously we know how much it's impacted our lives in terms of like social life and stuff like that. But the emotional capacity to come on and like share and dump and like know that anyone could listen to it, like it definitely is a, like a toll in a way.
Oh, totally. Like when so many people know about your life and what's going on, it's
and you
a
think
lot.
And you like panic and you're like, yeah.
Like, I mean, a couple weeks ago, we talked about pubic hair on the.
I'm screaming. I'm screaming. We did.
Didn't
I know.
Think we'd go in that route.
We talked about period sex. We did. We talked about, like, yes. So when you really think about how many people have access to your life and like it is
it's terrifying.
Sort of that emotional. Yes, it is that emotional.
But we're just going with it.
I mean, we're in deep at this point, but I think for people starting, it's a lot. It's so much easier said than done to be like, get on and like expose your get super vulnerable. It's like, I get it. It's tough. So, you know, really think it through. I think recording a bunch of episodes and then releasing them when you have them, like, maybe piled up or, like, prove your concept first, because I would rather that than, like, I listen to a great show, there's two episodes, and then they quit. Like, it's a bummer. Like, I'm like, I want more.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you're thinking about it, see if you can do the content and if you're down for it. And then go from there, because it is really exciting and you could be, you know – you could affect people's lives with your podcast in a great way. So that's our story.
And then we got here now.
And now we're here. And now we're both going to be back together in person, which I know we talk about every week. But we're back at it. And I just cannot wait to tell the stories of our adventures together.
Me too.
I'm literally not ready. Like, I cannot wait. Like, Greece was a big, like, moment for me realizing like how much fun we have together and like stupid shit happens. Like, I'm just thinking about when the key broke to our hotel room.
Yes.
Sleeping with the freaking fridge against the door.
It was like, just so wildly unsafe. Like, I'm glad that we did that in that heat of that moment, because like,
when we slept,
you know, when you look back on times and you're like, not only was that unsafe, but it was like, why did we do that? Like, I don't know, but we did.
It was literally because I think we just like didn't want to go down and talk to the guy that was working at the front desk.
Yeah, big brother.
So the things we do, big bro.
Remember them,
guys?
I'm getting memories of that trip. I just got like one that was
really
like, when our tour guide had introduced us as like the influencers. We're like, oh, the influencers.
Yeah, day one.
Here. Yeah,
love that. We met some great friends on that trip. That was so fun.
We did.
Backstory on that. Just so you guys don't feel completely left out if you are near to the show. When we were in Greece, we were on we went with EF Ultimate Break, and we were on a travel group, and it was like all people around our age, but there was a couple.
They cap it at 30, I think. So I think it's like 20. Okay. I think it's 18 to 30, which is nice. I think that there's travel groups for like 30 plus too, which, yeah. But most of the people I would say were like mid 20s. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just laughing.
What? Oh, and we met.
I'm explaining.
The guys,
on the trip. There was like a couple older guys, like, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years older than us, maybe closer in age. But
they were older than me, so they were older.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we were doing like an episode, we were recording in Greece, and I was like, I just love those guys. Like, they just feel like big brothers to me. And Brooke was like, literally, we barely talked to them.
I think we had one conversation. Like, I think I barely knew their names. And Danielle was like, I feel like we're all so close. I was like, Danielle, come on. Like, don't be.
I know. And it wasn't even me. I think I just had this like altered perception in my head of like, oh, they're just like, I know they've got my back. I think because one of the nights.
I remember they did do something, but it wasn't.
It was like on the dance floor. We were being bothered by guys.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, big brother.
You were like, I feel so protected. And
I've always wanted
that.
A big brother, okay?
I get it. I get that. But I think when you travel with people, you do feel so much closer to them than like you do in real life. So I think it was just like it was an altered perception.
And we'd be like, big brother. Stupid.
That's why I like group trips though. Because you do have like, it's safe in the sense of like, if you're with the group, like you're good. Because let's face it, like traveling to foreign countries with no sense of like, if you just like, if you and I just like packed up and like went to Greece, like it would honestly be kind of scary just because
two girls who don't speak the language.
Like, how would we do that?
I don't know. I just got flashbacks. I'm gonna say his name. Tony, shout out.
Tony.
Oh god, it's just so funny. Sorry, I just really had to say that. But
stay safe.
Stay safe out there. Travel in groups, strength in numbers. More adventures to come, and maybe Brooke and I will get to do some other international trip like next year. But yeah, we love you guys, and we are so thankful for our Gals in the Go group. And make sure to follow us on Gals on the Go podcast Instagram, because we are doing the giveaway of 10 $25 Starbucks gift cards. You just have to be following us and Gals on the Go which are down below. And it's just our names, Danielle Carolyn, Brooke Michio. And we'll be announcing those in 2 weeks on the Instagram. Go participate in the question of the week. Like, just have a time, okay?
Yeah, play around with it.
Play around. Stay a while.
Lots of content over there. We love you guys so much. And we'll talk next Wednesday.
Peace out.
Bye. Peace out. 2022 of Gals on the Go was brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.